Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you go ahead and read the Second Amendment?
Okay. Did everyone send it out? But I'll read it. The motion is I sent out a revision from the one that was sent out on the 3rd to change the date. I move that we shall have a new nomination deadline for midnight on Friday, December the 18th, for the purpose of filling the remaining seat. In the event that there are two or more candidates, there should be a special P&B meeting at 10 p.m. on Wednesday, December the 23rd, to interview the candidates, and ballots should be sent out on midnight, Thursday, December the 24th, for RV or STV elections to be held, with a balloting deadline for Sunday midnight, December the 27th, and shall be tallied on Wednesday, December the 30th, 2015. You all should receive that in writing, and I so move.
Alan from the stack.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Tony, I'm just wondering, since WPFW is not having an election, so you're all set, and all and three of the stations have postponed elections, what's the hurry at this point? Because now the stations probably have to contact their boards and get everybody to approve the candidates. Is there a hurry now?
I don't necessarily think there's a hurry. If you all don't want to do that, we can fill that seat sometime in January or February. That's my personal opinion. There's no pressing that we have to do it now.
Well, I sent something. I guess it doesn't matter anyway, because I really don't have a vote in this. But I sent a motion in the body of an email to the PNB. And the dates on that motion are stating
Teresa, that's not how it works. You're either proposing.
I'm making an amendment. I'm proposing.
You're making an amendment. Then be clear about your amendment.
Excuse me. I'm moving to substitute.
You're moving for another amendment. I think.
Well,
I'd like
to substitute different dates for Tony's.
The new amendment would do that. So you're going to propose a second amendment. Go ahead.
Okay. And it reads, therefore, whereas the PNB bylaws require representation of two affiliates and the deadline for the November 15 nomination period results in only one application, therefore, the affiliate task force, therefore, I move that the task force send letters out to the affiliates, proposing a deadline for affiliate nomination, director nomination to December 28th, that the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by December 30th, and that the PNB select two directors by January the 12th. Because I don't think the new board will be seated before January the 12th.
No, but January will be very crowded given all these extensions, but nevertheless. Okay. That's all right. I'm just taking a stack on Teresa's amendment.
I'm sorry. That's my point of information.
And I have need a second. Sorry. Well, first of all, did she say it was a point of information?
I have a point of information.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be after I hear if there's a second to Teresa's amendment. Okay. Hearing no second, that amendment.
I have a point of information.
Okay. Well, first is Serene had the first point of information. Then you can have a point of information as long as it's not debate. Go ahead, Serene.
Oh, I just wanted the dates to repeat because it just rattled off. I didn't have it in writing, but it's moved now.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, Teresa?
Well, actually, no. Just put me on the stack.
Okay, you're on the stack. Go ahead.
Okay. Someone asked earlier about procedure. I'm just wondering if you already have a candidate.
I don't have a candidate.
Does anyone already have a candidate? Maybe we don't even need to go through Tony's motion if you already have a candidate.
Okay, that's completely out of order. Candidates are individuals don't have candidates. The board has candidates. Applications are submitted to the board through the secretary. And those applications are sent to the board. That's how it works, Teresa. And let's not you know, entertain whatever is in people's imagination. Thank you.
Carolyn, have a second, please.
Carolyn?
Thank you. Teresa's question raises a good point. I don't think I've ever seen an explanation of how the process is done for affiliate candidates. It's important, and I'd like to have some response to the board about how these nominations are solicited and examined. I'm not happy about this, and I'd like to know exactly what is done to encourage people to apply, what the criteria are, and how wide and effective the process is. So can we have that, please?
Okay.
A response to the board?
Okay. Carolyn, you have asked this question many times. We have responded.
This is the first time.
Yes, I know. Okay. Adriana, please. She's been trying to get on for a while. Adriana.
Yes. We have a motion on the floor. We have an amendment on the floor. The questions are being asked, and the affiliates, we discuss this issue all the time. We are now, Tony Motions is asking for the election of opening again for affiliates. That was exactly what the affiliate task force was asking, and now Teresa is asking for something different. What I don't like is we start talking about what happened before, what the intentions are, and this is ridiculous. Since I'm in this PMB, every year in December, they present two and sometimes three candidates, and we directly vote. I don't know why we'll be different this time, unless that somebody have any specific reasons for making different. We have one person that applied, we approved it already, and we are opening because all the complaints from the affiliates, we are saying, okay, they want we want to fill up a second spot, we will do it. Now the discussion is the other way around. I don't understand, Teresa, what you are trying to do. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Janet Kay to the staff.
Okay. Janet,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, the bylaws spell out the process of nomination pretty explicitly. This is also Article 5, Section 4. This process has, the nominations have happened year after year after year. This year, there was some... The task force and some individuals had not done some things that they should have done in time, and so there was a request for an extension and then another extension. And the bylaws also spell out how the directors are elected, that the board set up a protocol. And that's what this, you know, we already passed the first motion that Tony moved, and this is a second part of that protocol.
Okay, Alan for the stack.
Okay.
Mark, point of order.
Okay, and then my timekeeper, let me know when it's 10 minutes. Robert. Go ahead.
I've now had an occasion to actually find the bylaw provision that I thought I heard someone read, and it's Article 5, Section 4B, and it says, as the first order of business and given 30 days advance notice, at a board meeting in December each year, the directors present voting, excluding the affiliates and at-large directors, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall select two affiliate representatives. So my point of order that was not ruled on before is also applicable here if you're going to create a process that does not give us the 30 days advance notice on any candidates that are going to be up for election. And so I would like a ruling on whether the bylaws apply to our meetings and our actions.
Yes, but just so you know, Serene had moved this back in October. She had noticed that we would be doing this in December, as I recall. Someone can dig out that motion. And then the next thing is that the
The 30 days requires notice of the name of the candidate. And I was told that previous candidate
was nominated
on the 1st of December.
No, that's inaccurate. As I understand it, that the name and the information, the application is sent by the secretary on December 1st.
I don't see anything like that on the bylaws.
Secretary shall forward to all foundation directors submitted each nominee not later than December 1st.
Yeah, Madam Secretary.
Section A nomination, the last sentence of that first paragraph. Which Serene just read.
It reads, the foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than December 1st.
Madam Chair, Alan for the staff.
Okay. And how much time do we have left on the item?
Time.
We're at time? Are we at time?
We are. Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, so we have to take the roll call, Madam Secretary, and we have our election supervisor either on the call or waiting to come on. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Alan.
The roll.
Can you read the point that we're voting on, please, again?
The timeline that Tony Norman sent out.
What amendment? There's no amendment.
I can read. This is the amended version of Tony Norman's second substitute motion.
That's correct.
What was the amendment to it?
Okay.
It was. It's an amended version of his own.
Right.
The timeline that Tony Norman sent
Yes. Go ahead. Read it, please.
Whereas only one candidate nomination was received by the November 15, 2015 bylaws deadline for affiliate director nominations, and whereas one seat has been filled, but there remains one seat to be filled, move that there shall be a new nominations deadline of midnight Eastern time on Friday, December 18th, for the purpose of filling the remaining seat. In the event that there are two or more candidates, there shall be a special PNB meeting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, December 23rd, to interview the candidates, and ballots shall be sent out by midnight Eastern Time Thursday, December 24th, for an IRV or STV election to be held with a balloting deadline of Sunday midnight Eastern Time, December 27th, and shall be tallied on Wednesday, December 30th, 2015.
Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan. I'm sorry. Point of information.
Yes.
So does this mean that it would be an extension?
No.
Out for only one position or for two positions?
There is no extension. This is a new nomination and election cycle. There's no provision in the bylaws to extend, unlike the LSV.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why it has to be a new nominations procedure in order to facilitate the adding of a second director.
Got it. Thank you.
And Madam Secretary, please call.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like the secretary to put in the minutes that I'm objecting because I feel that this is in violation of the Pacifica bylaws.
Maybe a little bit bold.
Okay.
There has to be
I just want that in the minutes. Can I put that in the minutes?
Well, you can request whatever you want, but that's not the automatic. There is a process in Roberts, unfortunately. You know how I feel about
Roberts. Yeah, I believe we have to vote on that.
The whole PNB needs
to vote whether I can put that in there, opposed to this?
That's correct.
Okay. At the time of minutes approval, not now.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. Okay.
I say no.
No, no.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary, please continue with
the
roll call and everybody else.
Yes.
Everybody else, if you're not voting, please mute.
Alan votes no.
Alan
on Greta.
No.
Burden.
Yes.
No. On Greta passes. Burden.
No.
Burden, no. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz, yes. Edward Steekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Coburn passes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
No.
Can't hear you. Mark, no. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Rabin, Ryder. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown, couldn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passed, votes yes. Let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. 11-4. One.
Point of information.
Two. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is the nature of Teresa's objections put into the notes, or else how will they ever be put into minutes to vote on?
When we vote to approve the minutes, then she can.
But is the secretary taking down her objection?
She can't until we vote to approve and amend the minutes. And then she can add it to, she can move to add it to the minutes, and then we will vote on that. Okay.
Point of procedure, actually.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yeah, I don't think that that's correct. I think a member can request at this point that her, whatever information she wants, be included in the minutes.
Okay.
I don't think you have to wait until the approval of the minutes. I think it would be appropriate procedures at this point.
Okay, well, the meeting isn't over, so if Brian can look it up or somebody else can look it up.
Person making the assertion look it up.
Madam Chair, order
okay.
Today.
Okay.
Have a point of information, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so will the Secretary of the Foundation be sending this letter to the Affiliates Director for distribution?
Yes, I was going to recommend that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we first have to, we just voted on the amendment. We have to vote on the motion as.
Point of information, Chair?
Janet,
we didn't vote
Janet.
On the amendment.
Oh, no,
Janet,
there was nothing else. That was.
Right. Janet
yes.
K.
Yes, Janet K.
Question
no,
about
second amendment.
What letter, some letter that I.
No, Janet K., never mind. Please, let's finish with this motion, everyone. Okay, this is not part of a motion. The motion has already sailed. Okay, so...
I have a point of information, Chair.
What is it?
Would it be appropriate for that letter to be distributed to...
Lawrence, I just said, hold that. Three people have already said that, and I had already said I was going to recommend that. We have to first have a motion to send, okay? So
okay.
And we don't have it because I'm trying to... have the original motion, which is actually kind of the amendment, substituted it, but as amended. But anyway, is there any objection to the original motion as amended? We had two amendments to the original motion. But they were articulated as amendments. That was my dilemma. Okay.
Okay.
So is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion passed, the two amendments passed as a single motion with two parts. Okay, so now, Madam Secretary, could you please forward this to the affiliates director? And
so that's what I'm asking about. What is the
you don't have to ask. I will tell you if you would if people would just let me speak. Okay. So there were two motions, there were two amendments that constitute the process for the affiliates, the next affiliates nominations. I ask that it be sent to Otis McClay to post on the website, and that it be sent to the affiliates director.
So may I again ask?
Okay.
The may I please?
Yes, okay, Madam Secretary. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask, and then I'll get to all the other people. I hear you.
So my understanding now is that there were two substitute motions, one about Jovan Gamon and the other one that just for the second affiliate director, that those two then got approved as the main motion, and that those two motions are to be sent to Otis and the affiliate director.
No. I'm sorry. You're correct. Just the one about the process opening up the nominations.
Okay. Otis and the affiliates director?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Serene and then Lawrence. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that that's really not something that needs to take up the board's time. At 10:02, we should get moving.
Okay. Thank you. Lawrence. Yeah. Did that satisfy you? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Okay, so, Eljoy, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So if you can give us an update for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Let's get us started.
Sure. So, as you know, as everyone knows from previous memos, the election, the voting period for WBAI, KPFT, and KPFK has been extended to January 4th. I'm sorry, I have four kids. Hold on 1 second. Bring the baby to me, please. The voting period has been extended to January 4th, 2016, for WBAI, KPFT, and KPFK. Previously sent memos about WBAI and KPFT that it was due to a quorum issue, as well as KPFK. I've already sent memos to that effect. Thank you. You guys aren't fighting in there, are you? Okay, thank you. Close the door before the cat gets out. For KPFK, as you know, I've taken over the responsibilities there, and the election is extended also until January 4th. New cuts have been uploaded to audio board and emailed to the programmers and management with that information. I have two more cuts to upload over the weekend for them to be in rotation. Additionally, I was able to locate the Spanish cart that some of the candidates had participated in. I spoke with one of the board members who was particularly helpful in helping to, one, listen to them, as I don't speak Spanish, to make sure that they are final carts and meet the time limits. So that we can put those in a rotation, hopefully starting on Monday, just waiting to hear back from that board member and volunteers that the carts are a go. Additionally, I wrote up the scripts, the English scripts for the new carts, and to get those translated and put during the Spanish language hours. Also at KPFK, there was a discussion of possibly doing forms in Spanish with the candidates. during the Spanish language hours as well. And it's just a matter of recruitment for translators and doing a schedule. So hopefully I can hear back over the weekend that we have volunteers to do that so that I can immediately put a schedule in place as well as contact the candidates so that we can follow the same process that I did for the on-air forms. For the on-air forms that were already completed for KPFK, they have now been updated to the archive. They weren't originally on the station's archives, but they're there now. We'll put a direct link onto them on the elections website. I just had to download them all in order to create the links on the election website. Moving on, another quick update. The checks that have been received thus far as donations from the stations and to the national office, all of those were sent. I have sent them priority mail to each of the stations that they were designated to, and that's the first round, the first batch of donations from the from that were mailed back with ballots. To KPFA, the only station that did meet quorum with the original timeline. Originally, the timeline that I received from the vendor was that we would have the results in all of the materials by 5 o'clock today. Obviously, it's 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and I do not have that yet. I did receive notice from them that they are still processing. They weren't expecting when they when I negotiated for them to do the ballot count process that there would be nearly a one-to-one match of an online vote and paper ballot vote. So there was just a little bit more than they were expecting. So the processing is just taking a little bit longer than they expected. In addition, we did, because there were mentions of issues of duplicates before, you know, as I said in previous updates and memos, that there will be multiple instances of review to ensure that there would not be duplicate votes. And so, you know, again, that process is being run before before the final results are in. In terms of turnout for KPFA, I'm still, you know, like I said, waiting on the vendor to give a final update from my unofficial turnout that I can see in the back end of the site. The total number of electors dropped down, you know, because there were people on the list that we did not have mailing addresses for, but we had their names. And so as was previously mentioned before the ballot mailed out, that the quorum number would change based upon the number of, you know, actual ballots sent and eligible. So the quorum number, I will have a final quorum number as well. Again, you know, I had hoped to have all of this by 5 o'clock today so that I could, you know, report accurately as well as contact the candidates and contact the KDFA LSB and the LES. But unfortunately, the note that I received from the vendor at 4:53 p.m. was that we still have some final finishing procedures to go through. Results on Monday is a strong possibility. So that was the update I received in terms of KPFA when I sent an urgent notice to the vendor regarding those materials. Lastly, just before my time is up, I just want to talk about the ballot count process in general. As I know, a number of people have emailed and left voicemails regarding the ballot count process, particularly regarding observers. So those of you, you know, who remember previous reports, before the ballots were sent out, know that we were planning and gearing up to do a ballot count process at the local stations. And it was at that point that I was able to negotiate with the vendor for them to do the process for free, when normally they do that process, I believe it was $1.59 or something like that, or $1 per paper ballot received. And I was able to negotiate with them to do it for free. So during that time when I negotiated that, we did not circle back and revisit the or include in that conversation observers of the count process. So we did not do that at the time. In terms of transparency of the process, both the vendor and I, have a detailed memo that we just finalized maybe about an hour ago, that I'll send in writing to, the board and post on the elections website as well, that talks about the transparency in the process, in that there will be a verified audit trail of every vote cast, with receipt. There will also be a digital file of each of the paper ballots received, every single paper ballot that has received, whether or not it was an actually cast ballot or it ends up being a foil ballot. We will have a digital copy of that, in addition to the official round-by-round report from the vendor, all of which for each of the stations will be uploaded to the site. Additionally, I asked the vendor to produce a raw data file of the votes as well, that is compatible with Choice Plus, with the previous software that Pacifica has used, so that all of those files will be uploaded to the elections website so that anyone could view the data, view the ballots, as well as run it through with the raw data file to verify that the result would be the same. And you would be able to see each vote. Obviously, there will not be names attached to it because we don't want, people to be able to look and see, you know, who voted for who. But there is a voter verified audit trail based upon that, all of which will be uploaded to the site for anyone to view and inspect from that. Additionally, I believe that it is required that after the election, the actual hard copy paper ballot would then be sent to the secretary or sent to Pacifica to keep for a period of time. And I've asked the vendor to do that as well. So those will be sent to Pacifica secretary, I believe is the person to receive them for all of the ballots received. So all of that will, all of those files that I mentioned will be uploaded to the site for each of the stations as those are done. Okay, babe. So that completes my report at this time.
Alan for the stack.
Janet K for the stack.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, let me get off. Okay, Teresa and then Janet Coburn.
And Rodrigo.
And then Rodrigo.
Did you hear me?
Yes, Teresa. Oh, no, I didn't hear you, Serene.
I'm just going to put myself on mute, but I'm going to respond and come back.
Oh, is this Al Joy? I thought it was Serene. Sorry.
Okay. No, Serene is asking for the stack. El Joy is saying she's going to mute her phone and, you know, come back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see if I got everybody. I have Teresa, Janet K, and Serene, Rodrigo, and Serene. Is that correct?
Benito at the end.
And Benito. Okay.
And Serene. Lawrence. I was without the Serene.
Okay, I had Rodrigo. Okay, never mind. Okay, right after Serene, then before Benito. You want to be before Benito? Okay. Okay, Teresa, Janet K, Rodrigo, Serene, and Lawrence and Benito.
Okay, my point is this. I was just wondering if KPFT has met its quorum, and I believe at Monday night's meeting with the Elections Committee, you said that you were going to send out a report the next day. I haven't seen that report, and I believe it was supposed to say you know, what the quorums were and whether they've been, I mean, didn't you promise a report on Monday night that you was going to go out on Tuesday? And have you sent that out? Because I haven't seen it.
Yes, I did, and I was waiting for updated number. I thought, you know, to wait for updated information, and I didn't receive it, so I'll just do it over the weekend. So, yes, I did promise one, and then I was waiting for final numbers. I was just going to do it cumulative, and then that didn't happen. So now I'm just going to do what I have over the weekend.
So do you think we can have it by, like, Monday morning or Monday afternoon?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
When?
Absolutely.
Monday morning, then. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, and that was for all the stations, right? Okay, thank you. Yeah, okay. So,
I'll have what I have, you know, the current, you know, from, yes, I will have by Monday morning. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Janet Kay, the list is Janet Kay, Rodrigo, Serene, Lawrence, Benito, and Carolyn.
Madam Chair? Sorry, there's 5 minutes left for the entire extension.
Okay.
So may I go?
Yes, please.
Okay. So first of all, several questions. And, okay, will voters be able to see their own ballot on the website by looking for their own ballot with their own code, not by name, but that's one question.
Yes.
Another,
yes.
Yeah, okay. And for the online ballots should also be returned to the foundation secretary in some form or other. Not just paper ballots, all ballots. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be the receipt. It'll be the voter verified audit trail that will include. That would be the equivalent for the online vote.
Okay, and those would be emailed to me, to secretary@pacifica.org. Or, I mean, I'm assuming
okay, it's
a soft copy. All right. Well, let's talk about this offline.
Please. Okay.
All right. And then finally, I want to move to extend this item by 15 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Alan will second.
Okay, and are there any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
Brian.
Madam Chair, Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan says yes, extend.
Yes. Burden. I'm sorry, Argueta.
Yes.
Yes, Burden.
No.
No. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz. Sorry?
I am not.
Yes.
No.
Edward Steekert.
No for Coleman.
No.
No. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
No.
No. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
I vote no. Sorry.
Medina, no. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
Pass.
Pass. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman, didn't hear you.
I said no. Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Coleman, no. I'm sorry. Got you already. Okay. Reyes, you passed.
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Let me count. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazan, yes, that's 9, 6, 1, it fails.
Point of information?
Yes, Serene.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who the abstention was? I thought I had two.
I only had one abstention, unless I...
I thought Brian abstained. I know I abstained.
Brian voted no.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Thank you, Janet.
Hello?
Madam Chair, I believe the only thing you can do is declare us adjourned. We've reached our time limit for the meeting and the extension.
Oh, okay, so it failed. Okay, so the meeting... hello? Yes? Did you say something? Okay, so the meeting is adjourned. And
just one thing,
the executive session. Yes.
Before we adjourn, you know, can I just say something, you know, very quick? It's something that I listened to the archives that was sent by the National Election Supervisor. There is only 15 people. I don't know if that's all they have, but also on the compressed format, it's very difficult to understand. And if each person is taking 1 minute and 12 seconds, so they compress it, kind of speed it up. So it sounds really funny, but I mean, something is something, you know. So they don't need to be edited, but I mean, there are some people missing, maybe, because I only counted 15 people recorded and for the final version. That's all I gotta say. You know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
So we're going to adjourn to executive session. Eldred, thank you so much, and we will talk soon. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.